Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story about a girl born on the coldest day of the year in the coldest place in the world. A story that shows that even the smallest character can be unique and filled with traits we may not see on the surface. Presenting The Coldest Girl by Matthew J. Hooper. I'd like to thank the author for allowing me to read this lovely little story, and I'm happy to say that this book is available on Amazon.com. As always, please don't forget to rate and review, follow or subscribe to Tales by the Fireside. Every interaction truly does mean the world to this channel. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. The Coldest Girl by Matthew J. Hooper. On the coldest day of the year, in one of the coldest places in the world, a little girl was born. The little girl grew bigger. When she turned 9 years old, she began to talk a lot. Before that, she only talked a little. This was also when she discovered snow. She saw the snow in the window and immediately ran for the door to get to the snow. But her mother stood in front of her and said, "Stop! You're in your pajamas! You can't go in the snow!" To which the girl replied, "I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year, in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get cold, but whatever you do, do not put me in the sun." With that, she ran past her mum and made snow angels. The next day, it was time for Mira Wren to go to preschool. She put on her shoes and backpack, but no coat. Her mum said, "You need a coat. If you don't put a coat on, you will get sick. Go and put on a coat right now." But Mira just replied, "I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year, in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get cold. But whatever you do, do not put me in the sun." And with that, she went and got on the school bus. Weeks later, Mira's mum came home late. she could hear the shower running. When she got to the bathroom, there was no steam. In fact, the room was ice cold. She stuck her hand in the shower and froze. Mira, she shouted, you can't shower in water this cold. You'll get hypothermia. Your lips will turn blue. And worst of all, you will get sick. Mira just looked up and replied, I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get cold. But whatever you do, do not put me in the sun. Then she emptied a bottle of bubble bath and it foamed into snowflakes. One morning, Mira's mum woke up all groggy. When she came into the kitchen, she saw Mira eating breakfast. She was so happy the girl had made her own breakfast. But then she turned to see the freezer door open. Mira, are you eating ice cream for breakfast? She answered. Her mouth was full of ice cream. You can't eat ice cream for breakfast, her mum said. It will make your tummy hurt. And you can't eat it that fast. You'll get an ice cream headache. You're going to get sick. Mira finished with a gulp and said, I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get cold. But whatever you do, do not put me in the sun. Then she added some frozen strawberries to her ice cream because you need fruit for breakfast. The following day, Mira Wren heard a loud chew noise. She rushed downstairs and saw her mother wrapped in a blanket. There was a hot water bottle on her head, and her eyes were droopy, her nose was runny, and she looked just a little green. Mira reached up and handed her mum a tissue, saying, I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year, in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get... Her mum stopped her mid-sentence. I know you don't get cold, but this is a cold. Then she proceeded to throw up in the bucket beside her. Mira went over to the thermostat and turned the dial all the way down. Months later, Mira went to the zoo. When she saw the penguins, she fell in love. They lived in the ice. There was snow everywhere. Their water was cold. She just had to play with the penguins. When her mum looked up, there was Mira sliding with the penguins. Mira, she freaked. People don't play with penguins. They're birds. You will get cold. They will lick you. Then you will get bird flu and grow feathers. Mira and all the penguins looked up and said, Wah! Which translates to, I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year, in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get cold. But whatever you do, do not put me in the sun. Then the penguins ate some fish. That summer, the girl and her mum went to the beach. Mira had never been to the beach before. It was very bright. The ground was covered with this white stuff, but it wasn't snow. She tried to make a snowman, but it wouldn't work. She tried to make a snow angel, but it just looked like more sand. Mira tried the water next. It was warm. there were no penguins. What was this place? Mira got very scared. Then the sun came out. Mira ran for her mother. Sweat was streaming down her face. She shrieked, "I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get cold, but whatever you do, do not put me in the sun." Then she melted. Her mum looked up from her book. She looked past her sunglasses. She looked all around the beach. She knew she had heard the girl, but she couldn't see her anywhere. Then she gasped, "Whatever you do, do not put me in the sun." The girl was gone. That winter, the snow fell again. It fell a few times. Mira's mum would cry every time. Then it got very cold. In fact, it was the coldest day of the year. As she shivered, she heard a knock on the door. She ran and swung the door wide open. Standing there was Mira Wren, still in her swimsuit, and all she said was, "I am Mira Wren. I was born on the coldest day of the year, in the coldest place in the world. My veins are filled with ice. I do not get cold, but whatever you do, do not put me in the sun." The following night, her mum came downstairs to find Mira Wren watching a movie. She sat down next to her and reached her hand into the popcorn bucket. As soon as her hand touched, she let out a loud shriek. That wasn't popcorn. The girl was snacking on ice.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.